preaching Christ from all of Scripture. This is Abounding Grace. You join us now with Pastor Chris Gordon for a time of rightly dividing the word of truth.
Well, I'm so thankful that you have tuned in today to this Friday session of Abounding Grace Radio, and I thought I would be a little bit personal today on Abounding Grace Radio and tell you basically a story of something that happened in the ministry to me, something that has had a profound impact upon me. And in the ministry at times, you see things happen in the lives of people that testify very clearly of the Lord's presence among us, that the Lord is working and pushing us to the end to realize that we really are just pilgrims and sojourners on the earth. The title of today's message is, This Night Your Soul May Be Required of You, Then What? I could better put it, therefore, in the words of Matthew chapter 25, Watch, therefore, you know not the day nor the hour. There are certain things that happen in life that can never be forgotten. The chain of events that unfold before you when they have run their course leave such an overwhelming impression that nothing else can be done but bow before Christ in submissive silence. We call these strange and often mysterious occurrences providence. They are often so enigmatic while experiencing them and confusing, yet when final closure comes, a glimpse is given into that perfect end for which the Lord intended. And it's then that we stand in awe of our Creator, whose wisdom and power supersedes anything we ever thought or imagined. I have one of those stories that, if you will take a time to listen for just a few minutes here, I trust will provide you a helpful way to appreciate the strange things that happen among us that we call the doctrine of providence. God's working so that nothing happens by chance. It's a very comforting doctrine. It was the summer of 2008, and I had flew out to Lethbridge, Alberta, to officiate a wedding. I was invited to stay in the home of who I will just call here Pastor Eric. I had already met Eric at previous church meetings, but this was my first introduction to this very energetic preacher in our federation of churches. We immediately had a Jonathan and David kind of relationship. We connected. We cared about each other. I had learned so much from him. We sat talking. All of our convictions were the same. We stayed up that Saturday night just talking about ministry, talking about the church and the challenges. I was listening to a seasoned man who was at the end of his years in the ministry, had lived a long time preaching the gospel. I remember Eric stating how encouraging it was to meet a young pastor who shared in the same convictions about preaching and the proper manner in which Christian ministry should occur. He felt alone anymore with these convictions. I preached for Eric that Sunday in his church and made him the promise that if he ever came back to our area, that he would return the favor and preach for our church. A few months later, I received an email from him. He and his wife would be traveling to Linden, and he would meet up with his daughter and son-in-law, and as promised, he would like to fulfill his commitment to preach for us. It was August 31, 2008. I looked down in the bulletin, and there it was. Watch, therefore. Text, Matthew 25, 1 through 13. Eric delivered one of the most powerful sermons I had ever heard. It was on the parable of the 10 virgins. He spoke with authority, something I add that is so rare today. He delivered the message with unction, pleading with us to see that there are many in the kingdom who are not ready for our Lord's coming. His coming could be for us at any hour, whether it be his physical return or our sudden deaths. Richard Baxter had long ago said that we should always preach as a dying man to dying men. That's the urgency of the gospel, the urgency of the call to come to Christ. It's now. It's not later. It's now. Come. The time is at hand. Eric preached that day as a dying man to dying men, and everyone knew it. Watch, therefore, for you do not know the day nor the hour. There are many, he said, who are not ready. There are many, he said, who if he came now would not be ready for the coming of the king. They have no oil in their lamps. They've not come to Christ. Come now, believe the gospel. I was moved. So was the whole of the congregation. There were tears. There was real power behind that message. The Spirit was sincerely working powerfully in the hearts of God's people that day. I had a wonderful time of fellowship with Eric that night. There was another minister there, our wives, a future seminarian, who we all gathered around the table, and we spent the next hours just talking about the ministry. Eric and his wife left the next day. I remember receiving an email on Wednesday from Eric telling me just how much he appreciated the time that he had with us in Linden, the opportunity to preach. And I'll never forget the email. The email closed with something very similar to, "Until we meet again." It was Saturday morning. I was in my study preparing for a sermon. Writing sermons is a lot of work if you're going to do it properly. And Eric was somebody who influenced me great in that area. He loved to write sermons. He spent hours writing sermons. I was in my study that morning, and as I opened my email box, a new message all of a sudden appeared. I've saved that email. I'll never forget it. I am emailing you to tell you the sad news that today, Reverend Eric went to be with the Lord. He was golfing, and he had a massive heart attack and died on the course. I broke out in tears, of course. Couldn't be. He was just here. The only way to describe what I felt was empty. My whole body felt like it was in shock. After gathering myself together, I began to reflect. I began to reflect on this doctrine of providence, that nothing happens by chance, but that God orders everything for his perfect design. And the pieces all of a sudden began to come together. They began to come together. All of a sudden, lights were going on, and I was able to put everything together after I gathered myself that the events that just happened in a few days' time told a greater story. Everything was so planned, so detailed, perfectly working together as God has assured us over and over that all things do indeed work together for the good of those who love him. That's what Romans 8 says. That day I saw it. But what a message was left to the congregation and me. As I pieced things together, I realized that God made the messenger an example before all of us that day. As the apostle described this phenomenon in 1 Corinthians 4, namely that God's servants are often displayed as a warning to those to whom they minister, that those to whom they minister would be begotten through the gospel, that they would be born again. I tremble even saying these things to you today over the radio. Think about it. Think of the pieces put together. Pastor Eric's last message on earth was before me, was before us in the Linden United Reformed Church. God was working. And his last sermon was a plea to watch, therefore, and be ready, because we do not know the day nor the hour. And before we were gathered together the very next Sunday, he died. He was taken. At about 58 years old, I may not have understood the why in the sudden death of a minister so capable of preaching the gospel, or how these things all work together for good. I didn't quite get it then, but I did see God's intention in laying before all of us what his word had always said, giving us through this messenger the serious and sincere call to be ready, because you don't know the day nor the hour. Pastor Eric's life and message became an abiding testimony before all of us. When the workings of God's providence validate the very clear things he's expressed in his word, this is something we should be perceptive enough to see. I'm looking right now at a picture of the tombstone of Pastor Eric. A few days after receiving this painful news, I was asked by his wife to preach his funeral before 1,000-plus souls up in Canada. 1,000-plus people had gathered. I delivered a message from Psalm 121 titled "The Pilgrim's Keeper." It was a hard day. You know, I looked over that congregation. The last sermon he ever preached was in front of my congregation. The powerful impact that left upon me had really changed me. But now I had to go and do what I was terrified to do, preach in front of over 1,000 tearful, hurting people who had just lost their pastor, who had just died suddenly when no one expected it. I saw young people weeping, the effect that had on them. A casket open where they saw the body. Remember, we don't do that anymore. It was not, as we call, a memorial service. It was not a celebration of life. It was a funeral. Funerals are important, you know, because funerals remind us. They show us the bodies were present to tell us that death is very real, and that we're looking for the resurrection of the body. Looking over a very tearful, hurting congregation in Canada that day, I said the following: amid all the pain and tears we're experiencing right now, we know that Pastor Eric's death was not in vain. God was not sleeping during his sudden death. This did not happen by chance. God was sovereign in his going out and his coming in. This was all according to plan. Read Psalm 121. You'll know why I said that. And then I went on to say this: since Christ rose from the dead, Pastor Eric will rise again. But the Lord is teaching us something more through your pastor's sudden death. The question mark is not over the life of Pastor Eric. God brings us back today through Pastor Eric's faithful witness to the question that is now before us, before you. Are you ready? Messengers will come and go, but the message will continue. The word of God endures forever. The message I preach, the message your pastor preached, is that which is before you this day and this hour. Watch, therefore, ensure that your lamp is full. In other words, come to Christ now. You know not the day nor the hour. Do you know the only keeper of souls? Do you have access to the hill of the Lord? Do you know the only one in whom there is help, salvation? There can be only one answer given to those questions today. I use the very last words of Pastor Eric that were given in this congregation in Linden, that I gave to that congregation in Canada, to 1,000-plus souls, and that today I give to you over the radio, dear radio listener. The last words, the last dying words of that man: you need Christ. You need the gospel. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by the United Reformed Church here in Linden. We invite you to join us for worship 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's Days. We have much info and radio broadcasts for you on our website, lindenurc.com. So glad you tune in. May the gospel, the saving power of the gospel, be your delight. May the gospel continue to richly bless you.